This is Noah.
Oh, hi, Noah. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, too. Thank you for asking. I was actually following up because we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know.
Yeah, I've actually been meaning to call you guys and see if you can put my account on pause.
You know, we can, but not with a past due amount, and that's just because in the terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 15th, and in order to prevent that charge,
you can just cancel it then.
Same thing. You'd have to call us 3 business days prior to the 15th if you wanted to cancel it. So there's a $249 past due amount, meaning we'd have to settle that prior to canceling.
It's not a past due. I've already got, I paid you guys up front. So how I'm a pay in advance. So if I give you guys $250, it's not past due. I pay you guys in advance of service.
In the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you signed up for a month-to-month subscription where you can cancel at any time, but in order to prevent the next month's charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior to your billing date, which is...
But, yeah, that's a pay in advance. No, I'd like to speak with your manager on that.
So, well, I am the supervisor here. My name is listed on the website as the revenue supervisor. My name is
okay.
Tina Togafau. But
Tina, is there something that you can do? Because I was only going to pause the service, but at this point, I'll just cancel it.
Well, let me ask you, how come you're wanting to pause or cancel it, if you don't mind my asking?
Because we're running low on funds as far as a business, and I don't have the money to pay for $250 a month right now.
Oh, okay. So if it's just coming down to that, one thing I can offer you is your program includes an extra $100 worth of Facebook ads. If you're going to go on a pause or even if you're going to cancel, you wouldn't need a fresh batch of Facebook ads. So we could at least take those off, and that would lower your subscription to $149 monthly. And honestly, you know...
At the same time, I don't... I can't do that right now.
No, you don't.
That's why I was just going to pause it.
Yeah, you don't have to do it right now, Noah, but what I would suggest is get it done before the 12th of February, because come February 15th, that $249 would reoccur to $498, and it continues to do so until this settles. So that's why I'm saying, you know, it's probably a little bit more affordable.
I'm not under contract with you guys. So if that's the case, then that means that I'm under contract with y'all.
It's a month-to-month subscription where you have to call us 3 business days prior to your billing date in order to prevent the next month's charge. And that's what the problem is that today is what the
21st. I still haven't even got my Google verification. Like, I've paid you guys plenty of money. I still don't have my stuff Google verified. I don't have time to do it. I've already done it twice, and they've reset my stuff, so I have to do it again. I can't keep doing that.
You did
I've already had
verification twice?
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
oh,
I've already done it twice.
That's frustrating.
So,
how come they're resetting it? Did they say what the problem is?
There's no evidence of me even doing it the first time.
Oh, so
and I sat down for over an hour with this lady from, I think, I can't remember where she was from, but it was a rainy day, and I was like, you know what, I've already got my stuff with me, I'm going to go ahead and do it, and so I did. All my guys were there, I videoed my guys, I videoed us at the job site, I videoed the business card, all the FaceTime stuff that they wanted, and she approved it, and then I did it again at another job site. And then she approved it, and now it's still not showing that I'm Google verified. So I've honestly been wasting my money with you guys, and I was just going to pause it because I was hopeful that this would work. But if there can't be a pause and I have to pay you guys even an ounce of money, I'll just cancel the account. I've got plenty of business to where I don't have to run that.
Do you know who that was doing the video verification with you?
No, I can't verify. I mean, it's probably in my email somewhere.
Okay. Yeah, I was just wondering because I see that Sherry Stingley, she's from our verification, she's been reaching out to you, but it doesn't look like she was successful in getting a hold of you, but I'm not sure.
No, I haven't reached out to anybody anymore because I've avoided it. I see. It's not worth my time. And it's taking up time from my guys right now while I'm trying to do a siding job.
I see. Okay. Well, I mean, I can look into it for you or, you know, try to help you out with the past due amount. There's one last resort that, you know, let me just see.
I'd like to clarify. So it's not past due. Nothing's past due because it's a pay in advance.
Let's say that I have a gym membership and I agree to pay on the 15th of each month and then I don't go to the gym. I can't go to the gym on the 21st and be mad that they're charging me for January because I agreed to it. Granted, I might have not used it and I might say I don't think that that's fair and I shouldn't have signed that. But once you sign it, it's binding and then it continues to reoccur on that day.
Well, how about
this?
I'll pay you guys $150 and then you can just cancel the account.
I can do that. Yeah, if you want to do that. Okay, then let me do that. I'll at least take those Facebook ads off. And I'm so sorry that it didn't work out for you with the verification. I'm still going to look into that and see what happened at least.
If you can honestly make it any lower, that'd be ideal. Like, can we do $100?
Why don't we do this? I just have to see if this is even an option. And if it is, I'll do it for you. So let me just look real quick and see. There's one place I have to see. Okay, so there's a way to cancel the program and have you just keep your website, and that's just $49 monthly for the hosting of the site. So I can do that, at least put you into the website hosting.
No.
For 49. You don't want to do that? So.
No.
Okay.
No, the website honestly looks like garbage anyways.
So let me at least, I'll do the $149, but I'll put a $50 service credit on here for you and just collect $99, okay? That way it'll help you out
that
a little bit.
Good.
Yeah, because I know you're trying to kind of meet me in the middle here. You're welcome, Noah. Okay, so for that final payment, is it still the same billing address on South 145th East Avenue?
I'm going to give you a different card.
Okay, so for the new card, what's the billing address?
Same address, yeah.
Oh, the same. Okay, perfect. So I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
5297.
Okay.
1200.
Got it.
5730.
Okay.
5911.
5911. Okay, add expiration.
04 of 27.
4 of 27, and the code?
400.
400. Okay. And then you said it's the same billing address. So. Let me apply the service credit and then. $50. Apply service credit. Let me make sure that it sticks before I try to process it.
Hey, what we could have Elisha do tomorrow is dig up around all the footing so that way we can have the dirt and spray when we spray.
So I got the service credit in here for you, Noah, and I got the authorization on the $99. So I'm processing the cancellation now. So you're going to get an email in a couple of minutes with your cancellation number, so you won't have to worry about any further charges, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.